We continue our learning of the Nishmas David ben Menachem Moshe Micham Yaakov Nepinchos Eliyahu. We are in Shavuos, Perek Dal and Mishnah Hey. The basic rule of our Mishnah is that if someone comes, a litigant comes to two Edim and is Mashbia them, come and testify for me about many different tfios. He has many claims from different people. And if they respond, Shavua, we take a Shavua, we don't know Edus for you in general, about all of those things, they just say, we don't know Edus. So they have only one carbon of Yored for their denial, assuming that they were lying. But if they specify all of the different things he's claiming from them, meaning he's claiming for them to testify on his behalf about, so then the chayv shvuah, the chayv carbon shvuah, chayv carbon for each and every one. As the Mishnah explains, mashbiyane aleichem. You have someone who comes over to two of them and says, I mashbiya you, I adjure you im lo savo usuiduni. If you don't come and testify for me on my behalf, sheyesh li biat ploni, that in this person's hand I have, meaning this person's owes me a pikadon, for example, a deposit, usasume siad, which is the Torah's language of a halva, of a loan, the gazel vavedor, he stole something from me that he owes me, or there's an aveda, a lost object that he found, he's not returning to me. And all of these, so there are many different claims that he has, this litigant has, about this particular person. And he asked the Edim, who apparently know testimony about all of these, about the loan and about the theft and about the lost object and the deposit, etc. And they say, Shvua she'ein anu yodim lach edus. We don't know any edus for you. And then we find out that they're lying. So ein chayavin ela achas. They only chayav one korban olah v'yored because it's one denial, even though there are different parts to potential edus that and many different claims. But if they say shvua she'ein ona yodim, no, we take an oath that we don't know. Of course, it's a lie, but they take an oath that we don't know anything about. Sheyesh loch biad ploni pikadon. We don't know anything about the fact that in the hands of this particular person, there's a deposit that he owes you. Usasume siad or the halva that he owes you. Vigazel, the theft that the person owes you. Vaveda, and the aveda he owes you. Then, by mentioning each of the claims for which they know edus and they're denying knowing edus, then chayavin al kol achas v'achas for each and every claim that potentially they could testify about they are chayv a korban olah v'yored. Mashbiyane aleichem im lo savo usi'iduni. Another case, Mishnah says, the litigant comes to two people and says, I'm mashbiya you, if you don't come and testify on my behalf, sheyesh li biyad ploni pikadon, that there's a pikadon that I gave him a deposit and the guy is not paying me back. I need you to testify on my behalf. And you know what deposit I gave him? Chitin usa'orin mekuspin. I gave him wheat and barley and spelt. And they respond, Shvua shein anu yodim loch edus. We don't know any edus on your behalf. I'm sorry. And of course, we find out that they're lying. En chayavin ela achas. Even though there are many different things that are being claimed within that pikadon, within the deposit, the wheat and the barley and the spelt, they're chayav only once because it was a general denial. But shvua she'ein anu yodim loch edus sheyesh loch biad ploni chitin usa'orin v'kusbin. But if they come and say, we don't know edus anything about this deposit, about grain and about sa'ora, about barley and about spelt, then chayav and kol achas v'achas, then the chayav for each and every one. And the chiddush in the second case, at least in the first case, the different claims completely. There's a loan and theft and an aveda. But here it's all a pikadon. So maybe we would say pikadon is all one package. So the Mishnah is telling you, even because it's not all one package, assuming they specify, we don't know edus about the deposit of the chitim or the sarum and the kuspin, the chayav for each and every one. Perek, Dala, Mishnah, Vav. Mashbiya ani aleichem, im lo savo usi'iduni, sheyeshli biad ploni, nezek v'chatsi nezek. Let's begin with the first case. The nezek, the Mishnah gives us examples. We learn in Bava Kamma, many cases where a person is obligated to pay, and sometimes you have to pay a fine. So take, for example, if you steal something, a ganav at least, the ganav has to pay, kefil has to pay double. You not only pay the principal, but you pay the principal twice. But that extra is a fine. When it comes to, let's say, if a person steals an ox and then sells it or slaughters it, he has to pay 5 times the value of the ox. If it's a sheep, he has to pay 4 times the value of the sheep if he steals it and sells it or slaughters it. That's dalan v'hayar bar v'chamisha. There are payments, so that extra over the principles is a knas, is considered a fine. Or let's say ones, let's say cases of rape, or seduction. So there's a payment. There may be payments, let's say, for embarrassment or pain, let's say in the case of ones, but there's also the ones payment, the knas payment itself of 50 shekel, 50 selah, that has to be paid as well. So sometimes you have a combination of both mamon and knas. The rule is, when it comes to knas, before we get to the laws of Shvua, which is a topic of the Mishnah, when it comes to Knas, so there's a principle of Mode B'Knas Pater, which means, based on the Pasuk, Asher Yarishiun Elokim Yishalem Shnaim L'Rehe, when you pay Kefil, when you pay Dalav L'Rehe, when you pay the 50 shekel for Knas, for Ones and Mefateh, only if Asher Yarishiun Elokim, the Beis Din makes you into a Rasha. But if you make yourself into a Rasha by admitting you did something wrong, so the mamon, the principal, you have to pay whatever the compensation is. But the knas, that extra penalty, you don't have to pay. So, for example, if a person is a ganav, and before Edim come, he runs to Kohen and says, I feel terrible, I stole, I'm a ganav. So the halach is, he only pays Karen, he only pays the principal, he doesn't have to pay kefil, because mode b'knas is pater. So here you have a case where people know edus regarding something that may have a knas and a mamon component. So what do we say in this case? To say that their testimony would have allowed someone, the victim, to collect money, not necessarily. If it's knas and the perpetrator decides to run to court and admit, to confess to his wrongdoing, there won't be that payment of knas at all. So the fact that Aiden may know testimony about that act, whatever the act was, that doesn't mean that they are denying that, by not testifying, they're denying the victim payment of that knas, because the perpetrator may come to eventually confess before Aiden even come to court, and they and he won't have to pay. So that's the topic of the Mishnah. So Mashbiane Aleichem im lo savo usuiduni. I test the litigant, the victim says, hey, you have to come and testify. There's a case of Nezek. He owes Nezek. What's Nezek? Nezek is where, let's say, he caused injury. And now, to me, and now my value as sold as a slave has depreciated, and there's a certain value that has to be paid to me. Or v'chatzi Nezek. Or maybe we're speaking about Chatzi Nezek. Now, the Chatzi Nezek, the Gemara says we're speaking about, is not the classic Chatzi Nezek, because the classic Chatzi Nezek is what we call Knas. Pal Ganizka Knasa. We spoke about that in Maseches Bava Kamma, where the first 3 times that an ox gores, so you don't pay full damages. And those damage, you pay half. And those half damages have the status of a knas of a penalty. So therefore, that can't be what we're discussing in the Mishnah. What we are discussing, the Chatzi Nezek in the Mishnah, is, and of course, Nezek itself is full Nezek, of course, is not knas, is not a penalty, is compensation, is mamon. And Chatzi Nezek can also be mamon if it's what we call tsaroros. We discussed that at the beginning of the second parak of Bava Kamma. And that is where an animal is walking, and as it's walking, it kicks some pebbles, and the pebbles now break a window. So that's an indirect type of damage, though, that the person, the animal, did. It's not like he walked into someone's backyard and trampled on the crops, or ate from the crops. Trampling is regel. Eating from the crops is what we call shein, and that's full nezek. But sroros, pebbles, literally, this indirect damage, which is a halachal moshe misinai, is in the category of regel, because it's being done by its feet, and there may be a halachos based on that. But halachal moshe misinai, is our tradition, is that you only pay chatzi nezek for that. That's not chatzi nezek, that's a knas. That's chatzi nezek, that's mamon. It's real damage. You have to pay mamon. So nezek, regular Nezek, depreciation of value of someone based on injury, or it doesn't have to be injured, it could just be causing damage, ruining the person's car. That's obviously compensation that has the status of mamon, for which the Edim, if they don't testify, there's a real loss. There's no admission here, a perpetrator admitting, oh, I caused damage to this person's car, I want to be exempt. You're not exempt from that. That's not a knas, it's not a penalty, it's mamon. Chatzi nezek of tsroros, of pebbles, literally indirect damage of your animal, is also mamon. Tashlumei kefil v'tashlumei rav hamisha. What's on this list as well? Kefil. Why? I thought kefil is is a kanas. That's true, but there's keren as well. There's the principle. That's not kanas. That's mamon. Or tashlum yavam chamisha, paying dalav lehei, which once again has the principle, the value of the animal that was sold, that was stolen or shechted, or so after you stole it, you sold it or you shechted it, you have to pay for the value of the animal. Could be, yes, 4 or 5 times that extra 3 and the extra 4 is considered a kanas, but the principle is still mamon. Or Visha'anas ish polonius biti, or this person says, hey, I need you to come and testify, because you know, Aegis, the fact that this man violated my daughter, upitas biti, or seduced my daughter, so there, although there's a knas of 50 shekel, which the perpetrator, if he admits, would be exempt from, and therefore this Aegis that these two Aedim may know would be irrelevant, and therefore they shouldn't have to bring a carbon shvur for not testifying, for denying their testimony. But there's still other mamo non-kanas payments, like boshes, paying for embarrassment, or pagam, which is a depreciation of value that she's no longer a basula. That's mamon, and if they don't testify, there's really a financial loss. Vishay kunibini, or he told these two edim, amashbiyah, you to come and testify that my son hit me a maka that doesn't have a chabura. If the son hit the father and the has chaburi caused a wound, caused bleeding, so then yerchis chayv misa, so there would be no payment at all because of kamle b'derabimine, because you get the harsher punishment of death. But in such a case, if it's a maka that doesn't have a chabura, so there's no chayv misa, he hit him, so that's going to be usur, but it's not chayv misa, therefore this tashlumin. What are you going to have to pay? There's boshes, there's tsar, things have to be paid. Vishachaval bichaveri, or let's say, come and testify that my friend injured me. All that payment is payment of compensation. That's real mammon. That's not kanas. Or vishahidlik es gedishi biyomakipurim, or his tester, come and testify. You know, this guy ruined my whole heap of wheat. He lit it on fire, and he did it on Yom Kippur. Now, why did we mention Yom Kippur? Why didn't you just say he lit my heap of wheat on fire and testify on my behalf so I can get my money back? Because that's obvious. The chiddush of the mission is that he did it on Yom Kippur as opposed to Shabbos. Had he done it on Shabbos, he would be chayv misa for being mechalal Shabbos by Beis Din, and come lebi derabbanan would say, well, chayv misa, you don't have to pay any money. So these edim would not cause a collection of money if they testified, and therefore by denying the testimony, they're not causing any loss of money, of payment, because the guy wouldn't have to pay anyway for lighting the guy's heap of wheat on fire on Shabbos, so it's chayv misa for that. But if it's on Yom Kippur, for which chayv kares, so kares is not a misas based in, kares is midei shamayim, and therefore we hold that the payment of mamon is still in place. And therefore, if these edim deny the knowing testimony about the fact that this person lit the other person's heap of weed on fire on Yom Kippur, so they're causing a loss of money, the chayv a karban shvua. So says the mission, all of these cases, hare elu chayavin, the chayv a karban, because of the denial of the shvua sedus, the karban olev yoreh.